Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the New England Reflector 912.
Channel 6. The time is 12:10 a.m. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater system. Good morning. Time is 12:30 a.m. Welcome to the W2VL repeater. This is the W2VL repeater. The time is 12:40. Time is 12:50 a.m. W2VL repeater system. The time is 1 a.m. 73 and good night from the W2VL repeater. Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater. The time is 1:23 a.m. 73 and good night from the W2VL repeater. This is the W2VL repeater. The time is 1:42 a.m. Good morning, WQVL repeater system. Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the WQVL repeater. This is the WQVL repeater. The time is 2:45 a.m. Good morning. Net tonight at 8:30. WQVL repeater system. Good morning. The time is 3:40 a.m. Welcome to the WQVL repeater. Net tonight at 8:30. This is the WQVL repeater. W. Good morning. Welcome to the WQVL repeater. The time is 4:55 a.m. This is the WQVL repeater. Good morning. Good morning. The time is 5 a.m. Net tonight at 8:30. WQVL repeater system.
SKAQ mobile listening.
Wow. Jesus Christ. I couldn't even find my mic. I used this cell phone. How are you doing, Mark? KQCM mobile.
Well, good morning. Off to State College. See how much snow they have left over there. Anyway. I'm awake. Probably more awake than I have been on most of my trips heading out that way. Monday morning. How are you doing?
Typical. I can't say anything's any different so far. And it's been for the last 16 years, I guess, now, coming up on it. It's going over the Glendon Bridge. I'll be going down Columbus Dump Road, better known as Industrial Drive, heading out to 78. Oh, it's foggy over the river, but that's no surprise for this time of year. Hey, you're doing your trip again, huh? Hey, boy, talk about a long trip. I noticed with all the rain, there's a lot of scratches on here lately. I assume that's what it is. At this point, that's wrong. It's not the only thing it can be, but that's probably what it is. So I'm going down into, I'll turn it over to you because I'm going down into the hole here. For this repeater, anyway. We were on, Edge repeater. It covers this hole a lot better than A5 does. You know, I'm going under 78 right now. You probably know where I am.
Saturday morning, and glad to hear you made a few cues at the CAQ set party. I'm still disappointed that I didn't do that. Usually I go out and operate portable somewhere, and maybe this year would have been an ideal year for doing that. I have the Amtrak all packed up at home. But this was a big question mark of when and where are we going to be moving. It didn't sit well with me that I would be out there contesting for a weekend, as much as I like to do that. Now let's see if we can switch over to one of Ed's machines and make it there.
On Bloomsbury, so that's good. I guess we can talk in.
The time is 5:19 a.m. Welcome to the W2VL repeater. This is the W2VL repeater. The time is 5:30 a.m.
W2HCV Mall.
WTCKB2YEW Mobile.
W2HCV Mobile. Haven't heard him yet.
Good morning. Name here is Guy.
Don, and that guy name here is John. Trekking along the expressway here. What's going on this morning?
Not much. Making my way through Brooklyn.
Yeah, roger that. Working your way through Brooklyn. Working your way through Nassau County. Then through Queens. Then down to the Hall. Lower Manhattan.
Roger. What time is Eugene usually get on?
Oh, it's weird. Sometimes I hear him at, 5:30, 5:25, sometimes a little bit later, sometimes a little bit earlier. It all depends, you know?
Roger. I figured he'd hit a touchdown about 1:45 or so, so I thought he would be on a little bit earlier.
Yeah, I was surprised I haven't heard him yet, you know? So, what'd you do for the weekend? The nice, rainy, chilly weekend.
Kind of uneventful, which I guess is a good thing. I fixed the washing machine, that's about it. Messed around the house a little bit, did a little running around yesterday, watched the lousy football games, and that was about it.
The time is 5:40 a.m. Good morning, W2VL repeater system.
Yep. Well, let's see. I did the VOC Q-Cell Party contest Saturday into early Sunday morning. And slept in yesterday morning. Touched around a little bit. Took Dad out for his birthday. Came back to the house. Touched the rest of the Giants losing battle, then the Jets losing battle, and que sera, sera, you know?
AG2B. Yeah, I heard that. Q station, over to you.
Things happen, man, it's Charlie. So, how'd you do in the QSO party, and in what class? 65-55, single sideband, low power.
Whoa. You lost me there, Charlie. Okay, you worked the QSO party. 65 QSOs, that's it?
Negative 6,555 points single sideband low power class.
Okay, we did multi low power, and we got 8,000 and change.
Roger, roger.
Guy.
Roger. When you guys are talking low power, you talking QRM, I mean QRP or no?
Hundred watts or less. And Charlie, I already got some postings back from the Rochester group there, and our piddly points are really piddly because, I don't know, man, we must have did something wrong, because one guy put a posting up 94,000 points.
I saw, in the single op, low power, sideband only, I didn't do too bad. Mel kicked my butt, as I expected. But other than Mel, I think I had the highest score that I saw posted.
Yeah, it is weird. By us, the conditions were horrible.
Yeah, the band died at about 7:30 at night. I mean, totally died. I ran a bid on 20 for the first hour. I got, maybe 15, 20 QSOs in an hour, which is pretty pathetic. Then I switched down to 40 and did okay. 40 closed for me at around, 5 o'clock. Moved down to 80 and then ran 80 until about 7:30, and it just slammed shut at about 7:30, and that was it.
Yeah, well, it happened to us. We lost everything about 5 o'clock. 40 came back at about 8 o'clock until about 1 a.m.
Tried to see 40 around 8 o'clock. It didn't come back for me, and I gave up. I made a huge mistake, and I will correct that sometime this week. Is I did not set up my digital voice gear ahead of time, and calling CQ for 7 hours or 6 hours by actually calling it gets kind of tiring.
Yeah, well, we ran a CW station, a PSK station, and a phone station. And the CW station, that was a disaster. My operator was insistent on using his computer, and he was having interface problems, and my CW station didn't get on the air until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. My PSK station was, I expected a little more action out of it, but I don't know what was going on. It was just that 20 was horrible during the day. Horrible. Pitiful signals coming in. Only about 65 contacts on PSK. But we ranked up over 200 on 40 on phone.
Not bad, not bad. You must have had a lot better antenna than I do. I was running and didn't get all that much, but then again, I have a short antenna that's low.
Guy, take a turn there. We keep passing you over.
I'm out here listening to you guys. I was wondering what kind of radio you use and what kind of antennas.
Where I was, we were using a Kenwood TS-480, 2570 radios, antennas, one was a DXTC, not thrilled with it, a 40-meter dipole, which is up in the rafters above above the town hall in Babylon there on Lindenhurst. We got a 40-meter dipole that runs along the ridge over there, inside the building. We did try to set up a 135 ZEP open wire flat top, but we had a little problem getting the ladder line into the building, as you can imagine being a commercial building. Just getting ladder line in was a disaster. So we scrapped that and we threw up an additional 20 meter dipole, which worked a lot better for the PSK station, but there wasn't that much action on PSK, which I was surprised. Good digital mode, you know? whatever. I said 8,000 and change in points. It was the first contest we did as a multi-multi.
Wise, I was an FT-1000, you know, Mark V field, so 100 watts. Antenna is a TXE, the baby brother to the CC, at about 28, 29 feet, but it's kind of slopey in the middle. I need to do some work on it. Lots of filters. Didn't really need them that much in this contest, although there was one point on 40 where I got clobbered. A couple of guys started a QSO about 1.5 down from me, and they were running serious power. So I was getting splattered. But, you know, that's that. And using N1MM as the logger.
Yeah, we used the that gen logger for the first time. Let's try that out there. It's the one that the Rochester group put up on their site about a week ago. I don't know if one of their guys created it or not, but nice piece. Especially for guys who haven't used Sun computer logging before. It's a little more user-friendly than N1MM for the first time guy doing computer logging. And I got a lot of that by me. So, you know, baby steps before we take, you know, adult steps over here, you know?
Did you submit your score to 3830 list?
What was that?
You put it up on the 3830 list.
What, the score?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I just sent it up to them. I emailed them my logs and everything already. I wait till they post them all.
Roger. A lot of contesters, there's a list called the 3830 list. Back from the net, there used to be a net on 3830. That's why it's called the 3830 list. And it's the informal, it doesn't count for anything, list of what you scored in contests, and many of the major contesters submit their scores there. There's a little online submission form. You just put it in, fill it out, put your comments up, and it goes out to the list. And, you know, a lot of contesters follow it.
Ah, okay, now I know. Excellent. Yeah, so we had a good time, you know. We had about 10 guys on and off throughout the day and the night. Everybody was home, snug in their beds by 2:30, 2:45 in the morning. So we got a nice big hero for lunch. Everybody picked out on nice grilled chicken, mozzarella, roasted red peppers, and garlic. And dinner time, we got a really good Chinese restaurant out by us, so we placed a takeout order. We sent one of our guys out over there to pick it all up. This guy was pretty funny. He goes back and he's laughing, like, what's the matter with you? He goes, oh, the guy asked me, oh, order heavy, you need help to come? He goes, I said, order heavy. I said, it's only 3 bags. He goes, yeah, lots of food. This kid was laughing his rear end off. It was pretty funny. He goes, the guy wouldn't stop. The guy's like trying to help me out the door. I'm like, I got it.
The time is 5:51 a.m. Welcome to the W2VL repeater. Good morning.
Yes, needless to say, that was a big sale of the data.
We did. Yeah, you like to eat. It was a lot of food, but we did okay, you know. I mean, we wound up by about 7 o'clock at night. We only had the one station on the air, and Woody was the only thing really working for us. So, a lot of DX, man, a lot of DX, unbelievable, the amount of DX stations. How'd you do county-wise? We only got about 13 or 14 counties.
Got no county. Not no county. No DX. I heard some from the, you know, that German DX competition. But like I said, my antenna is just pathetic. And I didn't bat 140. That would have been more, you know, where I would have gotten a more DX. I think I got, well, I had a total of 56 multipliers. So, and I think I had about 8 of them were states. So the rest were counties.
Gotcha, yeah, I gotta look at all the in. I forgot how many multipliers we got. I gotta look. But anyway, well, I got this one member in my club day is very old. You know, he's an 86-year-old guy, never really been on HF, and we finally got him to sit down in front of a radio, and we got him calling CQ for a while. And we had somebody there logging with him, and he gets started about an hour later, he goes, I never did that before.
Yeah, it can be fun. It can be fun. And, you know, there were a couple of stations I worked on all three bands, which was nice. I did get the Canadian Maritime, New Brunswick. I got, was a fun one. I got him twice. And then, I got a Manitoba station. I got a whole bunch of, you know, oddballs like that. But I didn't get any, like, I saw a lot of people talk about they got California and the like. I didn't get any Californias. I did a lot of Michigan, a lot of Pennsylvania. Well, like I said, a lot of New York State. But from what I did, and I did hear two other Queens County stations on, which was at the beginning, you know, and on the site, only two, I was the only one who had signed up for Queens County, so who knows.
Yep, yeah. Anyway. Debating, do I go BQE to Lower Manhattan this morning, or do I cut through the tunnel?
Traffic at all is so far up to Greenpoint.
Yeah, I'm going through the tunnel. Yeah, I'm going to slip by the BQE. Yeah, heck with it. Yeah, I gotta go down to the hall.
Must be just behind me because I'm just passing the Greenpoint Avenue exit.
Then enjoy the rest of your deck. This is KB2YEW Mobile. Be clear after your final. Good news, everybody. KB2YEW, standby on November 1 WTC.
Hey,
Eugene,
again. Go with Guy Day. He was looking for you.
Morning, John. Morning, Charlie. Guy, what's up? What's going on, buddy? Not much. Getting into work a little bit early today. I figured let me get down over here and give you out a shout. Hey, what are you doing up this early?
Have you got those emails from Pat?
Yeah, Roger. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. That time of the year, I got other plans.
Okie dokie. How's the rest of the family?
And everybody's doing well, thank you. How about how are you?
Going crazy, but we're doing good. You going to the rally? When is that? Does that happen, or is it coming?
Oh, I did the one a couple of weeks ago. Actually, put me in a rally car, which was unbelievable. That was like, oh man, that was unbelievable. But the next one, I'm not going to be able to make. I got tickets to the Giant game. I hope they do better than they did yesterday. But other than that, that would be it on the rallies for this year, and then we'll hit them again in the spring.
G2HB in the hall.
G2HB, dive along on, guys. 7-3, catch you on the other side.
John, Charlie, talk to you in a bit. All right. Okay. I had something I wanted to ask you. I forgot what it was. I'll send you an email. I didn't mean to get a hold of you.
This is KB2, YEW Mobile will be clear. 73's everybody.
Alright guy, I'll talk to you later. Remember 1WTC. Listening.
KC2, KKX.
Good morning, Peter, and 2ZEP.
Good morning, Peter, and 2EB.
Good morning, gentlemen. Nice, early, chilly morning. Just pulling out of, my
next
hometown.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
Yeah, I've been on the road a couple minutes already, Peter. John, I'm already up to Willis Avenue. Where are you?
Well, the sign for New Hyde Park. Another half a mile. Pretty good run this morning. How you doing, Peter? What's going on? Cold up there, right? But supposed to warm up, so this will be a nice week. Anyway, traffic-wise, it's good. I just passed through White Park now. Peter, over to you. This is N2EV.
Well, it's a nice chilly 35 degrees here in Larchmont. Anyway, got a little set of multiple stops on the way into the office this morning. Most important is that first coffee stop. And I got a stop on the Upper West Side before I hit my office. That's the way it is. And, Gary, going to a, I guess it's a cancer center, event, dinner tonight, trying to remember the name of the hotel in Columbus Circle. Anyway, it should be a nice affair for whatever those things are worth. Anyway, over to you.
I don't have any of those planned in the near future. They can be nice. They could also be boring, depending upon how they run them. The next time I have anything of major importance on the schedule like that is in the spring, where I got to present on the NIH campus the annual meeting of the research group I'm in has been requested to present on campus. So we all have to travel down to Bethesda. John?
All right. no trips. Nothing like that. And, anyway, I don't have that. 35 in Larchmont. I don't know. My, what now? How far north is that, Peter? Is that like, is that like the White Plains area or what? I have no idea where that is.
No, not as far north as, White Plains. It's between New Rochelle and Mamaroneck. I think it's across the sound from what is that? East Egg on the North Shore. Maybe Gary can correct me. I know it's due north of Execution Rock, that famous little lighthouse in Long Island Sound. Gary, I am going to Chicago next week for our national meeting. No trips to Bethesda in the immediate future, but if my grant gets funded, I'll probably need to go down there sometime in the spring as well.
Well, the nice part about this, all the traveling, all the hotel, is on the grant, and since my wife is a member of the research group, her travel and hotel is on the grant also, so we're just going to catch an early flight on Thursday and a late flight on Sunday and make it a little mini vacation. John?
All right. Sounds nice. Good time to get away anyway. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, all these trips, business trips, like my brother-in-law, he comes home from one trip, and a few days later he's back out again. He had to leave last night, another trip. You know, he's going somewhere. Somewhere in the country or out of the country. Why can't they do teleconferencing? Whatever happened to that? We had some places set up for that, but I haven't heard too much more about that. No. I guess it's not the same thing as being in the same room, I guess, with the person. Peter?
Well, I heard a lovely news story when I was getting up earlier this morning about how many airlines are doing a lot of their maintenance offshore in South America or Asia, if the FAA inspections are more difficult in those locations where, of course, labor is much cheaper. Of course, I'm about to fly to Chicago. Nice thing to think about. Anyway, I know I've had some bad luck with bad weather in Chicago and always get involved with delays there, so I'm not looking forward to this trip next week. Anyway, Gary, over to you.
Nice comforting thought that the person who inspects the aircraft that you're about to fly on was hired because he has the lowest labor rate. That's a good qualifications for the inspector. Oh, and John, when I talk about everything being picked up by the grant, that's your tax dollars at work. But I don't have a Cayman Island account like you do.
Yeah, but most people don't know who inspects the plane. So, yeah, I have no idea. And even, like, you get qualified people, I don't know. It seems like they'll, that's it. And I guess the airline industry is making a bit of a comeback, I guess. Things are starting to pick up a little bit. So just gotta get the people working again. That's the other thing. Anyway. But that's what the stimulus package was supposed to do. Peter, over to you.
Yeah, it's not just the inspectors, but you know, how well the mechanics were trained, whether or not they're using new parts, whether or not they put them in the right place. He gave an example of a recent, I think it was a U.S. Air flight that made an emergency landing in Denver, because the seal on the door was installed backwards in Ecuador or something like that. Anyway, I'm stopping for coffee on that thought. I'll be back in a few minutes. Gary, keep the table interesting.
Okay, Peter, don't forget the coffee is supposed to be hot, so be careful. John?
And open the cup in your lap, because you might spill it. And oh my God, then we got problems then. While you're driving.
Good.
C2, KKX clear.
The time is 6:10 a.m.
Yeah, the clock is fairly accurate. I got 6:11. Could be as much as 30 seconds off.
That's almost tolerable. That's who I own.
Hey, that's who I own. Yep. I don't know what happened. What's going on? What's going on with the world? Clocks are accurate on the repeater and a lot of commercials, though. A lot of commercials. Peter, over to you. And you, I mean, Jeff, over to you, and you give it to Gary. This is Ed Tweedy.
Good morning, guys. Into Iowa Mobile. Just making my way. Gotta go up to Hicksville. So, heading out. Already coming to the end of Freeport, so shouldn't take too long to get there. Hi there, Mr. Tooth Fairy. How are you?
Doing fine, Shutterbug. Haven't seen you in a while. You still haven't gotten up to my neck of the woods to learn how to tie those knots. One of these days we'll teach you. John?
Yeah. Get those little knots. Sid, how was your shoot, upstate or whatever it was? I think it was upstate somewhere. We're heading out, I guess you're back at, you're out again somewhere. Jeff?
Yeah, always out somewhere. Always out somewhere. I had the day off yesterday, but I've been working every day, so, yeah. Right now I've got five days planned so far for this week. Possibly a sixth might come in. So we'll see what happens. And we're just moving right along. Just got on the, GPS said, Met Albrook Parkway. I call it the Murder Brook. And, gotta head, head east, let's see, north, then east, then north again. I'm sure of that, unless, it's lying to me. So, what can I tell you? Another day on the road. But, you know, getting out at this hour, I don't have much problem, especially if I'm going east. No, not too bad. Let's see, Gary, I'll get over there for tying knots one of these years as soon as I find some time to inhale.
Speaking of time, Jeff, I'm curious when I get back to you. The typical, let's say, a wedding, how many hours does it take you to go through on the computer digitally and touching up any photographs that you want to present to the client? Or you just send them everything raw and say, I'll touch them up after you choose them? John?
Yeah, when I do a simple vacation, I run it through element 8, I think they're up to 9, but element 9. And I do like an enhancement on that, on all of them. Any red eyes, stuff like that. It takes a while. But, anyway, well, listen out for you. Because right now I'm going to say some threes.
and I'm at my exit here at Bushwick. You guys take care. Jeff, over to you. This is N3B, 73.
Enjoy beautiful downtown Bushwick there, John. Have a good day. Gary, I'll tell you. We shoot them, we give them to them the way they're shot. We'll just make sure the exposures are correct. Anything that they order gets color corrected. And what else? Color corrected, retouched, eyeglasses, reflections taken out, stuff like that. Cropped, you know. But they get them the way they're shot. We pretty much crop most everything in the finder anyway when we shoot it. For the most part, occasionally I'll crop something before I give it to them. But when you give somebody, like I went over two jobs yesterday. Each one of them was over 900 pictures. You know, you send them a disc, let them pick what they want, and then from there we make the album, we design the album, we retouch everything, and so on and so forth. All that's done, and then it's approved and printed. If they approve it and they miss something, well, that's the way it goes, you know?
What do you do when you come across the occasional client who doesn't have a computer? You actually have to give them prints?
If they want prints, we give them proof of prints. But, you know, today everybody wants a disc. And in all honesty, if they don't have a computer, I'll sit down with them on a laptop and go over it with them and, you know, help them design the album. It's, they don't know what they want anyway. Even if they pick X amount of pictures, they have no idea what should be in, shouldn't be in, so on and so forth. And, of course, you know, my job is to upsell them. So, what can I tell you? That's the way it goes.
I remember the photographer from my wedding. I suggested to everyone who was making the decisions that we should consider the house photographer seriously, because he knows the angles of the room, he's been there all the time, and so on and so forth. And it was a reputable company. I got a feeling the photographer himself that we got must have been drunk that night, because we were not very happy with the photographs. And that's not something you can go back and retake everything.
You're absolutely right. You don't mess with somebody's memories. You know, what we give you is all you have left after your party. So, you know, it's got to be good. You got to work on everything and make sure it's as best you can get, you know, and make the people happy. If the people like you, okay, 75% of the deal is personality with most people. 25% is photography, although, you know, we still strive to do our best. If they like you, they like your pictures. I found that to be pretty much, you know, as long as they look semi-decent. And, you know, you gotta look at things from a certain perspective. If I look at a face, I say to myself, okay, that's a good feature, that's a bad feature. How do I hide the bad feature? And I use lighting, camera angles, and you know, to do these things. Position people, broad lighting for a skinny person, short lighting for a fat person, eliminate their double chins, their big noses, blah, 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 optically. If you can do that, you make them look a little better than they are, they're fairly happy.
I'm not even getting into the fine points like that. I'll just give you one example because you probably hear this all the time. A album is being made up and we're taking a look, and of course we want a picture of the wedding party. And we're looking and we're looking and looking, and we had no choice but to put on facing pages, and it's not a bad setup. A picture of me with the guys on one page, and on the adjacent page, a picture of my wife with the girls. The reason why we had no choice but to do that is that he never took a picture of everyone together. And so, oh, that's a special request picture. Huh?
Sounds like he wanted to send you two pictures.
Yeah. A picture of the entire wedding party being a special request. Never in a million years heard of that one.
Well, me either. Me either. I shoot it as a standard procedure. You know, same thing in the bar mitzvah. You know, I get a request, we want grandma with all her grandchildren. Of course, that's standard procedure. People don't realize that. You know, I do three generations, four generations, whatever they have. That's not a special procedure either. It's standard procedure. I don't know. We just try to cover all bases. Anything else they want, they'll tell us. You know, if I get mom and her siblings, I'll get a shot of that. Just because they never had a fight.
W2VL, repeater, system, good morning. The time is 6:20 a.m.
Yeah, it gets interesting. After that, it started becoming almost standard policy with everyone who I knew that they put one person in charge of a list. I want to make sure these pictures are taken. You check them off as the photographer takes them. Yeah, you shouldn't have to do that.
We have a mental list. I mean, once in a while you'll miss something, but, you know, in this day and age, a lot of times you can put something together digitally. I've had to do that once or twice, you know. Not often, but occasionally it happens. And, you know, you take two images from two different pictures and you Photoshop them together. Nobody will ever know the difference. But stuff happens, you know. But I got to tell you, as a rule, I very rarely miss anything. And if I have something that's bigger than the ordinary job, I make a list as well, and I have my assistant check them off. But we don't like to do that. We'd rather have somebody at the party check them off, which is always a better thing, so we can devote our efforts to what we need to do. The GPS is taking me via the streets. This is interesting. All right. Shouldn't be too bad. Let me get off at Homestead Turnpike and take Carmen Avenue up. We'll see. Maybe that's a better way. Yeah, you learn sometimes from the GPS. That's who I own mobile.
T2KKX, I'm back.
Welcome back, Captain and Peter. We're talking photography now, Peter. Pick it up, give it to Jeff.
Ah, there's a topic I like. I heard you talking about wedding photography. I know that was one of my responsibilities at my wedding, and we found a great wedding photographer. I had my criteria, of course, this was really before digital photography hit the mainstream. So for me, it had to be someone really great at capturing weddings using medium format film with a camera that began with an H. Who is that, Jeff?
That's what I did for 40 years before I started shooting digital. And I still have a few of those H's with a number of those Z lenses. All right, very good. I'm curious as to who you used. Interesting to know. Gary, who did you use?
Oh, I don't remember the name of the studio. You're talking about 29 years ago, almost. Whoever the house photographer for Fresh Meadows Drew Center was 29 years ago, that's who we ended up using. But Jeff, did I ever tell you the one time that I worked as a wedding photographer with my own equipment, 35 millimeter? It was an interesting afternoon. Not Jeff, Coast Peter.
Well, that's interesting, Gary. I did that with a friend as well. But to answer Jeff's question, I actually identified two photographers. I got the back rack studio to do some studio shots of my wife, which became fabulous portraits that still hang in all the important places. And then you may know, or maybe not, someone named Harold Heckler, who was someone in the city who, in my opinion, was great. And everyone still wants to see the wedding album when they come and visit. Anyway, Jeff, over to you.
Very good. I know of Harold Heckler. I do not know him. I know the studio still bears his name, although it's not owned by him anymore. So he was had a good reputation. And let's see, I'm getting close. All right. Recalculating. I missed my turn. Now I'll turn. All right. Yeah, very good. Very good. You know, those are the people that did their shtick. Heckler was in competition with Marcus in the city. And I know all those guys. I used to work for Marcus years ago. And let's see. I pretty much know almost everybody out there, you know, except for some of the new guys that use their automatic equipment and push a button and don't know how to pose people or what have you. They call photojournalism, sloppy photography, which is what it is. It's strictly candid. If you have a photojournalist, in addition to a traditional guy, then you got the best of all worlds. All right, I'm going to take this opportunity to sign because I'm just about where I have to be. And I will say 7-3 for now. You guys have a great day. Thanks for the chat. And to Iowa.
73, Jeff, and keep those spheric aberrations away. Gary?
7-3, Jeff. Peter, I am half a mile before the tunnel entrance, so keep it short, and I'll be with you one more round.
Very good. I'm just coming across on the cross county and keeping my fingers crossed the traffic won't be too bad.
You staying in the city the rest of the week, or are you going back and forth?
It's a good question. As far as I know, we're in the city, but occasionally my wife will need to go up in the middle of the week to take care of something. But I enjoy the city during the week. It's very nice, as long as the weather cooperates.
Well, time to say 7-3. I'm about to go through the toll booth. That means I go Submariner. 7-3, Peter. Speak to you soon. N2ZEP.
Reminds me of an old children's book, The Phantom Toll Booth. Anyway, hopefully I'll catch you when you reemerge. Make sure your tanks are full. KC2, KKX, standing by.
The time is 6:30 a.m. Good morning. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
N2ZEP, KC2, KKX. N2ZEP, KC2, KKX.
Will W2HIS do?
Howard, Rare DX, good morning.
I took my truck today, Peter, figuring I would catch you. And no sooner did I get in and back out of my spot in my driveway, there you were.
Where's Jerry? Is he missing in action?
He was just going through the tunnel, so hopefully he'll reemerge. Anyway, how's your lioness?